Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. When we look at today's Gospel, and we try to imagine the scene Christ walked into, we see a lot of really, really heavy suffering, right? So we see, obviously, the lame, the blind, the paralyzed. And this suffering is so heavy that these people are really hurt, right? Because when you have that kind of sickness, you are dependent on people. You can't walk anymore. You can't clothe yourself anymore. You can't cook for yourself anymore. The basic functions that are required by humanity, you can't fulfill for yourself anymore. So it's very painful. It's very humbling. It's very difficult. There's a lot of pain and suffering in this passage. On top of this, the man that was healed was also alone. So when you're in pain, what you look for when you're in pain, you look for compassion. Right? The word compassion is co-suffering. Like come is co, and passion is suffering. So you're looking for anybody to have compassion on you, to co-suffer with you. And this man did not have that compassion either. He had nobody with him. And everybody needs to be loved. Well, that is how we are created and designed. So that even adds more so to the man's suffering. But then we wonder, like, why is it that Christ went and healed that person? Why him? There's so many who are suffering. But there might be like one small key word that might give it away. So Christ goes and tells him, do you want to be healed? And he says to him, sir. It's the first time I realized this. Sir, like, you should have so much anger in you right now, so much resentment in you right now. You should be cursing God right now. 38 years with all this pain and suffering. And you turned around and you tell him, where do you find it in you to have this politeness, this humility? And who are you looking at anyways? So we know Christ, who is the Son of God. We know His authority and His power. But this man, he looks up and he sees a very normal man. Very humbly dressed, poor as he is. Where do you find it in yourself to be polite? But maybe this is why Christ went to see him. And that teaches us something. Obviously, God did not create us to suffer. But it is a reality and a painful one for us to suffer in this world. And this is a consequence of the fall. But my disposition towards suffering changes everything. The way I react to that suffering changes everything. Instead of being resentful and full of anger, if I'm able to have a different perception. So I'll give you a quick story of Father Pishoy Kamel, which is a very, very famous story. So Abuna Pishoy, when he would go to church, right, as he was walking to the church, there was many ways to get there. And one way that the usual way that he would take, he would have a guy, or kid actually, not even a guy, a kid from a different background, different religion, that would always would swear at him and curse at him. And sometimes he would throw orange peels at him from the balcony. Sorry, like a coward, right? Like he's up there in the balcony, like hiding, right? And he's like throwing swear words and throwing like the orange peels. Father Pishoy had many ways to get to church. He could have avoided this kid very easily, but he didn't. And he would continue walking down that same road and would look at him and he would smile at him. And the story says that he would thank God that Christ allowed him to suffer and to participate in the suffering of Christ. He was thankful to this. That was day after day after day. And one day he walked in, Abuna Pishoy, or walked in front of the house, and the kid was not there. And this is Christianity. The kid was not there. So he goes to church, does what he has to do on the way back. He goes and he rings at the door. And tells his mom, "Where's the kid? Where is he? He's sick. Can I come in? Please come in." So he comes in. And obviously, we know when he came in. With his love and gentleness and compassion, sits next to the bed with a smile. And he tells him, "I missed you. I have a gift for you. I know you love them." And gives him a bag of oranges. From that day forward, the kid did not open his mouth when Abu Namshuri would pass. But the reaction of Abu Namshuri, right? This is how I'm supposed to react to suffering. So Isaac the Syrian says, "Let yourself be persecuted. Let yourself be persecuted, but do not persecute. Let yourself be crucified, but do not crucify. Let yourself be insulted, but do not insult." Why is that? Why is that? Why is it that St. Peter says in 1 Peter 4, "He who suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin. He who suffers in the flesh has ceased from sin." He says, because Christ, the divine being, God, became man and took on our humanity, and he suffered. And in that suffering, he infused the human nature with healing through suffering. The healing is found through suffering. That's why one of the Desert Fathers says this. He says something, this is like really, really high spiritual levels, but still, he says this. He says, "If you want to crucify the old man within you," meaning if you want to be a real Christian, if you want to walk on the path of sainthood, he says, "Remove everything that will bring you down from the cross." Remove everything that will bring you down from the cross. So the implication is that you are already being crucified. You're already suffering. And these things, remove them away from you. If we understand this, a lot of things change. I'll tell you a quote from a very wise man. He talks about death and suffering at the same time, but I'll just read it with death. He says, "If we are afraid of death or suffering, we will never be prepared to take ultimate risks. We will spend our life in a cowardly manner. It is only if we can face death and make sense of it." I face death and I make sense of it. Meaning, I'm not under the illusion that I will live forever. I'm not under the illusion that death is something far away from me. Actually, death and suffering happen every day. It's daily. St. Paul says, "I die daily." I make sense of death. I know that you're coming. I know your power. But at the same time, he continues, "Determine the place of death. Determine its place and our place in regard to it." So death or suffering, although you are powerful, my place in regards to you is that I am a Christian. My place in regards to you, that I am in the body of Christ, and he died and he killed death and he suffered in the process, and now suffering has become a source of holiness. Death has become a gateway to life. What? What? This is it. Make sense of it. And now when you look at it that way, everything changes. Do you live your life in a cowardly manner? Not at all. You're strong, powerful. Do what you gotta do. I don't care. I will stay put. My faith is my faith. I believe in it unto death. Because my death is my real birth. Like we said a couple of weeks ago. And then when I live my earthly life, my priorities shift completely. The way I think shifts completely. What I spend time doing, right? Like the stuff that I would spend so much time, right, doing, I would just put on the side. They're not a priority for me anymore. Because I know heaven is real. and real life is there. So I'm working so hard to make money, to make friends, to try to fit in. Why do you try to fit in for? When we try to fit in, it's because we try to avoid suffering. Don't avoid the suffering. Be grateful for the suffering. Be thankful in the suffering. Look up at Christ, like this man who was paralytic, and say, Sir, but more than Sir, I say, Lord, Kyrios, God Almighty, I want to be with you. I choose you. This is the only way we face death and we face suffering. The last thing I'll say is that St. Gregory the Theologian says that death, although that is not part of God's original design, death was given to humanity as a gift, as a grace. Why? Because it is so much more painful to continue living this life on earth in the vicious cycle of sin and of pain and of suffering, a life of meaninglessness. He says, death becomes mercy for you. But I understand this only if I'm looking upward. And that's why we fast. We willingly suffer, but in a wise way. Because when we suffer, we find true life, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.